All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, and we've got none other than Hobbo at JPJ and Frank here in studio with Chris Sill. So, Hobbo, we'll let you wrap up with some thoughts on the big game tonight, and I want to hear your hard prediction, okay?
Well, I'm just looking at some of these stats again, and, you know, Carolina is 1-3 on the road, but that road win was at Michigan State in front of 14,700, so it was a full house up there in Spartanland playing the Michigan State team that was probably ranked in the top three in the country at the time. So, you know, Carolina certainly has the potential to come in here and win the basketball game, so I think Virginia just needs to force its will. Hopefully, you know, recent games, particularly since the ACC season has started, with the exception of Duke, the Cavs have gotten off to a great start. I think the crowd will be juiced tonight. I don't know if it's a sellout, but certainly going to be a lot of people here. And I think, you know, certainly among the fan base, North Carolina still gets the adrenaline going. So hopefully that'll spill over to the student body and the team, and they'll play with a lot of energy. And the other thing I'm looking at here, Carolina averages 76 points a game. Virginia averages giving up 56. So I think the key goes back to the tempo thing. So I would say I think Virginia is certainly capable of winning the game by 10 points. So how about a 69-59 Wahoo victory?
All right, I like that. We'll take that, wouldn't we? I do think Virginia will be a little bit more measured in this game in terms of ball control, to try to frustrate Carolina's defenders. Hopefully, Joe Harris and Malcolm Brogdon will continue to have success from the arc, behind the arc, and nail their three-pointers. And Toby and Mitchell have been scoring some inside, and Justin Anderson has been chipping in all over the court. And, you know, Gill has been playing okay. He's made a turnaround jump shot here and there. And, you know, no reason why this Virginia team can't have another good first half. It set the tone, and then essentially play a good solid second half to keep the Tar Heels at bay, right?
Yeah, and I think really you look at the rest of the home schedule, other than maybe the Syracuse game, Virginia's going to be favored in every home game. So, but being favored doesn't get it done. You got to go out and play. So, and you know Carolina is going to be anxious to come in here and steal one, because they have to be a little disappointed by the way the season has started. So I think, similar to what we got last Monday night down in Durham, we're going to get Carolina's best effort. So Virginia is certainly going to have to come out ready to play in order to get it done.
You know, I have to say that that's as accurate as you can get. Well, how about we're going to cut you loose as we head to the bottom hour break. Thank you for your contribution tonight. Have fun, and come back, bring back a W to Richmond, all right?
I will, and I appreciate you guys holding fort back there in Richmond, and tell Coach Garland well done so far, and look forward to his next visit.
Very good. All right, we're going to cut Hobbo loose here. We want to remind folks that we have the UVA head wrestling coach, Steve Garland, joining us after the bottom of the hour break. We've got about a minute or so here before we go to break. One thing we want to do real quick is we want to remind folks that the 10th annual Hokies versus Who's food fight is coming up. It starts February the 3rd. It is the program is a wonderful thing that benefits Feed More and the Central Virginia Food Bank. Martin's is the big sponsor there, and donations of non-perishable food items at the Richmond area Martin's stores is one way that you can contribute. You can also make a monetary donation for the Wahoos at the cash register. In-store donations will be accepted between February the 3rd through February 16th. You can also go to HokiesVersusWhos.com and make your financial contribution online. This is a terrific program. Again, this is the 10th year. I remember when it started. The UVA Club of Richmond has done an outstanding job, primarily led by Matt Shaver, who has always done a great job with this. I know he's getting a lot more support this year, and there are others involved. But I want to do a shout-out to Matt, because really, in the particularly over the last first 7-8 years of the program, he was just fantastic. We'll have more about this next week, but I just want to remind folks that this is coming up here at the end of the month, and it's a great program that helps the folks in Richmond who need it the most. All right, we have got about 30 seconds here before we go to break. Just want to remind folks, UVA plays the Tar Heels tonight at John Paul Jones Arena at 7 o'clock. This is on ESPN. This is big ACC Monday night basketball. It's a huge game. The Wahoos are looking to move to 5-1, which would be just extraordinary against a very tough ACC that's only gotten tougher with the addition of teams like Syracuse and Pittsburgh and who am I leaving out? We've got
Notre Dame.
So
it's going to be Louisville.
So next year Louisville jumps in. So great, Scott. Anyway, we're going to go to break. We come back after the break. We've got UVA head wrestling coach Steve Garland. Feel free to call in at 345-0910 and ask your questions of the number 12-ranked UVA Wahoo wrestling coach. Take care.